Good afternoon and welcome to another KXT Live session brought to you by the generous support of Jason Ridings. Today we welcome Jade Bird and her band to the KXT Live studio. Jade is on tour right now and you can catch her playing live tonight at Club Dada. Hey guys, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for stopping in.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We're excited.
What are you going to kick off this set with?
We're going to kick off this set with Lottery.
I was 19 and you were 23, and we stayed in number 4 Ferdinand Street. We spent 5 talking about our lives, but we'd talk like that about 1,000 times, and I'm bored of all that. You used to tell me that love is a lottery, yeah. You got your numbers and you're betting on me. You used to say that love is a game, but you got your numbers and you play it anyway. I tell you about a guy that I've been with, you ask how old is he, and I left 26 now, but he's 30.
Lottery from Jade Bird in the KXT Live studio. Now, Jade, you've been to Dallas before. You've been on tour before, but this is your first headlining tour. How's it going so far?
It's going great, yeah. We've been having the best time. We've seen, we saw a little canyon by the Grand Canyon. We thought we were going to the Grand Canyon, but turns out we weren't. I say little, it was, you know, still very, very tall. What I mean to say is that we've been like day tripping and just like really experiencing the culture of each place. And I mean, it's been great. I was on vocal rest yesterday for all the boring vocal lovers out there. Whole Foods has good vocal repair.
I'll take that under consideration. I might need some myself. Now, I'm curious. Now, when you were coming up with your sound and developing as an artist, what was your first exposure to the Americana sound and kind of what you've taken and ran with?
Well, I think for those who don't really know my story of how I got into music, my parents were kind of, my mom had me very young when she was 20, and they were into kind of, you know, dance music, you know, the 90s stuff of the time. So for me, Americana music was a rebellion to that. So I remember when I was 12, I found the guitar. I played piano before, but I was like, you know, the guitar was kind of freedom for me a little bit. And then I found Neil Young and Bob Dylan and, you know, the Beatles and all these wonderful artists that I still love to this day, Crosby, Stills and Nash as well. And I guess I just started, I wrote as a therapy, you know. I write all my stuff 100% by myself, you know, and I think I've always done that since being quite young.
Now, for the next song we're going to hear, I love it. It's been stuck in my head since we started playing it here.
Thank you.
And for me, at the very least, what I love about it is just the energy, the power. There's almost a little bit of a punk edge to it.
No, absolutely. I've been getting into some really like punk essence stuff. You know, again, the 90s, like Sonic Youth, I've been listening to a load of. And then my manager told me about Bikini Kill. Mm. And I was just like, whoa, this is, you know. And there's a couple of modern bands, you know, Cherry Glazer. I feel she's got a really, you know, punk attitude to the way she performs. You know, and the classics that I love, you know, lyrically, like Alanis Morissette, I kind of wanted to merge the two. You know, this heavy kind of guitar music and, you know, with a bit of alternative sound to it, with, you know, still context in the lyrics. You know, I'm not that into, you know, songs where the lyrics get completely lost.
So you have your debut full-length album. It's slated to be released next year. Can you tell me a little bit about that at all?
So, I mean, we've got 6 new songs that we're testing out on the road with us now. I've never played them before this tour. I wrote them in the last 3 months, I'd say. I kind of had a really good day, basically, a really good writing session. Workshopping them until they get to a right standard for the album, but the album will be coming the first 2 months of next year, you know, somewhere in between them. So it's exciting.
Oh, that's awesome. It's always nice to hear that it's going to come out sooner than later. I don't have to wait till next Christmas, you know.
Yeah, and it's important, I think, for, you know, people who've been fans of the EP, which was a while ago. I guess it takes a while because, you know, I care so much about every detail being, you know, right. And I think, you know, as I mentioned before, I say again, just it's really important that me writing all of this, you know what I mean? It's all by me. There's no diluting, you know, for fans, the emotion, I guess. So, yeah, it's been a process, but I'm going to be really proud of the finished result, however it does, you know, I hope.
Well, I think if the EP is any indicator for quality and just how much I enjoy your sound, I cannot wait for this full length to come out.
Thank you so much.
What are some of the bands that get played a lot in your tour vehicle? What are some of your on-tour artists?
I have quite a reputation for overplaying certain songs. So, Stuck in the Middle with You. I've played that more than I can't even, you know, the band probably know every word by now. Down in Mexico by the Coasters. I don't know if anyone knows that. But that's one that gets done to death. Album wise, I mean, I've been listening to, I mean, Andy Schaff, Luke introduced me to. He's a phenomenal albums artist. And like I said, just some of the stuff I've been mentioning before, I'm always trailing to try and find new stuff that I'm really into. So.
And just one final question before we jump into the next song. So far, what would you say is your most American moment? Where you take a second, you're like, holy cow, I didn't realize they could deep fry that and that and that and have it taste this good.
You know,
what's your most American moment so far?
That's a good question. I'm also not that quick thinking. Come on, guys. Oh, that was it. Okay. We're in South by Southwest. Yes, Linus. We're in South by Southwest and we're going to play in Willie Nelson's barn, which is just a big deal for everyone. Like, we're so... I've got my track on shuffle, you know, so I play a load of different stuff. And there's... Do you know the Steel Drivers? They're like a bluegrass band.
Yeah.
Like, I love them. I love Chris Stapleton. And we roll down the window and there's this guy in this cowboy hat. And we roll down the window and as we do it, he goes, howdy. And I swear to God, the song just changes and it's like, doom, 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 doom. And we all just kind of look at each other like, oh, we're in America now, really.
There you go. That's Texas in a nutshell. I love it. Well, with that being said, what are you going to play for us next?
Okay, this is Aha. We're going to play Aha.
Does she wake up, put on makeup in the bathroom and go to work and stay real late and text you she'll be back soon? But her boss runs his fingers round a pretty blonde platinum do. I bet you never thought about that, did you? And it's none of my business and I don't want to get involved if you're thinking that she's good. I think you should be tired. She got you and yeah, he's like a little boy. Everybody sees that you're just... She's got her marks full, daddy, 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 boy. And she asks you if you love her and you nod and say, uh-huh. Does she wish on skirts? You don't ask her if you can check her phone. Talk about the guys at work so you feel egocentric. Like fancy cars and football teams. Is she like continental? With the European accent, does she speak? Oh, so gentle. And it's none of my business. And I don't want to get involved. That she's good. God, nah, God, nah. She got you, yeah, he's
Tennessee. Well, she said at work, she's doing what you did to me. She got you where it hurts, but you don't seem to see. Well, she said at work, she's doing what you did to me. She got you on your knees like a little bird. Everybody sees that you got a little bird. She's got a box full that it ain't.
Jade Bird in the KXT Live studio. You can catch her playing Club Dada tonight as well. Jade and company, thank you guys so much for swinging through today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Cheers.
My name is Dave Emmert, and this is KXT.